News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Britain's Parliament is voting on 8 options for Brexit as the new April 12th European Union divorce deal deadline closes in. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaker John Bercow has selected the 8 motions from 16 proposals submitted by lawmakers. The ones being considered include calls to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal, one to stay in the EU's customs union and single market, another to put any EU divorce deal to a public referendum, and there's an idea to cancel Brexit altogether if the prospect of a no-deal Brexit gets too close. The indicative votes are intended to reveal if any kind of Brexit plan can command a majority in Parliament. Further debate will take place on these themes on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says Russia, quote, has to get out of Venezuela. Russian military personnel recently arrived in the capital, Caracas. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday as he stood next to Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. The United States, along with dozens of other countries, has recognized Guaido as the country's interim president, while Russia has backed President Nicolas Maduro. News reports this week said 2 Russian Air Force planes landed in the capital city, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. Officials in Portugal have placed the country on high alert for wildfires amid a prolonged dry spell and unseasonably high temperatures. The government announced a civil protection alert from Wednesday through Sunday because of what it called a significant worsening of the wildfire risk. The alert means exceptional measures are being enacted, including more firefighters on standby and a ban on burning cut vegetation. This is VOA News. Thailand's main anti-junta party says it has joined forces with 6 smaller parties to claim a majority of seats in the lower house of parliament, and with it, the power to form the next government. But even if the party does hold on to its majority in the official results, it may be unable to form a government under the country's new constitution, which was drafted by the ruling military regime. The top U.S. commander on the Korean Peninsula says he does not see signs that North Korea is moving toward denuclearizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At last summer's Singapore summit, a joint U.S.-North Korea statement said the regime committed to working toward denuclearization. Since then, it's become clear the two nations disagree on just what that means.
Their activity that we've observed is inconsistent with denuclearization.
General Robert Abrams, when asked if there's been any recent change in the North's production of nuclear weapons and material and missiles, Abrams told a House panel he's seen little or no change in North Korea's broader military capability, which he said remains a threat to the U.S., South Korea, and other allies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States has said it will not accept a gradual denuclearization of North Korea in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern met Wednesday with Muslim community leaders in the town where a man accused of killing 50 people at 2 mosques in Christchurch lived. Ardern said many Muslims remain concerned for their safety, even though the suspect is in custody. He's been charged with murder in the March 15th attacks, scheduled to return to court April 5th. Excitement is building around Powerball. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
$750 million. That's the estimated Powerball jackpot, and it could grow even larger before tonight's drawing. If a single winner picks all 5 balls correctly, plus the red one, they could opt for a one-time pre-tax payment that now stands at $465.5 million. $2 tickets are available in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, but the odds of winning it all are long, about 292.2 million to 1. Matt Small, Washington.
The Washington Post is reporting that Facebook has decided to ban all hate speech and prohibit the promotion and support of white nationalism and white separatism. The company previously allowed such material, though it has long banned white supremacists from using its platform. Top story of the hour, the British Parliament voting on new Brexit plans to split from the European Union. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
Great news. It's